Something to smile about, an opportunity to see a dentist for regular checkups, and if care is needed. A healthy mouth is essential to keeping the rest of your body healthy. That is why they want to see you regularly for your dental checkups and care. Get everything you expect from a dentist and so much more. Call 620-342-4864 to schedule an appointment today or visit them at flinthillshealth.org.
KVUA News Time is now 8:31. Newsmaker 2-time today with Emporia Police Captain Ray Mattis joining us on the KVUA Sutherland studio line.
Captain Mattis, good morning.
Hey.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you all?
Good. Thanks for joining us here today. What's going on in the office?
Well, it's kind of quiet. I just got here, so just starting my paperwork stuff for the morning.
Gotcha. Well, typically we have Emporia Police joining us here at this time of year to talk about, you know, holiday shopping safety, even though, you know, a lot of folks have already gone through a lot of holiday shopping, and there's still a lot of time left to do so, and also kind of shopping and gift security as well. So, Ray, I guess let's start on the shopping safety side of things. First off, have you seen any major issues here with shopping safety here in around Emporia?
No, we really haven't. I mean, we get our few reports of package thefts and things like that, but we kind of get those all year long. Just need to be more diligent this time of year with that kind of thing.
So what do you need to do as far as if you're expecting a package or you've got packages that you have in your home? Is this something you just want to keep out of sight? I mean, how would you recommend we handle that?
Well, some of the things we could do as far as, like, I mean, I think all of us get a lot of packages delivered this time of year when we're ordering more things online than typical and things like that that we can't find locally. Some things you should really do is take advantage of your package tracking to know when that package is going to be delivered, to try to be home, try not to let it sit too long on your porch. Possibly, if you know you can't be home, if you're going to be out of town, you could put a hold on it at the post office. Or talk to a neighbor about them picking it up for you. You don't want to leave those packages unattended. It just invites the theft. You can get a video doorbell to help secure, or an outside security camera of some sort to help secure and provide deterrent. People know they're being recorded. Other things available that people don't take advantage of is, like, Amazon works through a company called MyQ, where you can have a one-time access to your garage door opener, and they can drop your package inside your garage, close the garage door so the package is out of sight and secure that way. Package insurance, so if it does get stolen, you're not out the money, you can get it replaced. So just simple things like that. Even porch lock boxes are available now that you can set outside, have your package put in and locked so it's nobody knows if there's anything in it, but then it's also secured inside that box.
Emporia Police Captain Ray Mattis joining us on our Newsmaker 2 segment this morning. It is 8:34. Right now, sunny and 44 degrees on a Thursday morning. You mentioned the video doorbell ringers, Ray. Is that something that folks have been able to share with you in finding a criminal? Have you been able to use that with local residents here?
We've used a lot of video doorbells to help identify all kinds of, from auto burglaries to porch theft to a variety of different things. I mean, we've even used it to help track movements of criminals as they move through the neighborhoods and different things, and you just have video clips to know where they were moving through. So they may not even have been involved exactly with that residence, but that video still provides evidence for us.
Understood. Ray, when it comes to, I guess, your in-store shopping, and there's still a lot of that to be done here over the next 2 weeks or so, what are some basic tips for folks to at least make themselves not so conspicuous, or to, specifically when you're at the counter, maybe helping yourself out so that you don't draw attention to yourself?
Well, one thing you want to be aware of, I know I have a bad habit of this, is when I take my wallet out, I like to use cash for a lot of things, and I'll take my wallet out and I'll set my wallet down, take the money out of it, and I'll count the bills, and then my wallet's sitting there. You know, and I need to make sure I take my wallet, put it back in my pocket, do what I need to do, then get it back out, not leave it sitting out for somebody to grab. Same thing with women and their purses. Don't get the wallet out of the purse, leave the purse in the cart, or when they're shopping, don't walk away from the cart, leaving the purse in the cart. and have somebody walk off with that.
Well, if you are out shopping and you buy some gifts and packages and you put them in your car, is it a good idea to try to keep them out of sight, like use the trunk or put something over them if they're in the back seat, something like that?
That's exactly right, especially if you're going from store to store to store. You're not going from that store directly home to unload. If you're in a car, use the trunk. Try not to use the back seat. That way they're locked, they're secure, they're out of sight, nobody knows what's in it. Don't want to leave things visible. So if you have like an SUV or something like that, a lot of them have that rear hatch cover that you can pull something over the top. Do whatever you can to keep those packages less visible. You don't want to end up with a broken window and things stolen out of your car.
Understood. Once you bring everything home here, Ray, and it's time to get everything, boxed up and put under the tree, I'm assuming that the time period, if you start loading up your tree, a good solid 2 weeks or so, and then you leave the window open, you're automatically kind of drawing attention to yourself. And then also it's after the fact, too, when all the packages go out and the boxes specifically go out, that you can draw attention to yourself.
You can. I would, if you can store the boxes, break them down, store them, that's great. Get them in your recycle container, that's even better. Get them so they're contained inside that. We have that wonderful curbside recycling, right? Let's take advantage of it. Let's get them stuck in that. You can remove the labels off the boxes a lot of times to understand. I mean, sometimes it's printed on the box and there's not much we can do about that. But if you can remove the labels, your address, where the thing came from, keep that secure, things along those lines. If they're too big for you to store in your house or whatever, load them up in your car and take them out to the recycle center so people don't know what you have. Don't just set that stuff out. As far as maybe under your tree and stuff, I know we want to show our beautiful trees off and all the work we did in it and stuff, but maybe load the tree a little closer to Christmas, close the blinds at night, don't leave things open for people to view in regularly. Again, that Ring doorbell camera or whatever kind of doorbell camera, I'm not promoting a product, but any kind of doorbell camera.
This is officially endorsed by Emporia.
Yeah, right, exactly. Any kind of outdoor security cameras, things like that, just to deter it. If you have a home security system, make sure it's visible, that you have the signs in your yard that say protected by such and such, that window sticker on your window that says protected by such and such. All those are deterrents from people breaking in. And if nothing else, get a big German Shepherd.
There you go. That doesn't hurt.
I have a small Chihuahua. She just basically tries to guard the house, and that doesn't work very well.
Yeah.
That doesn't hurt.
Not quite as intimidating.
No.
Well, Ray, being we have you here, and this is somewhat off topic.
Okay.
I want to ask you, how has the scooter program been going downtown, these white scooters that you see rolling around town? When this program started a number of months ago, I think there was some concern that there'll be some freewheeling downtown and things might turn up not so good at certain times. So what have you seen from the law enforcement side as far as the scooters? Has it been a good program as far as you can tell?
Well, after the initial startup of it and people getting really crazy with them at first and riding them down the middle of 6th Avenue and things like that, we had to do a little bit of education, but I haven't really heard anything from our street supervisors. It's been a problem anymore. This hasn't been a topic, a conversation that's come up. It seems to be that they're just kind of, people have settled down with them, and I see them used every day.
Yeah.
So it seems to be a pretty decent program for that company, and it works well.
Yeah, we're hoping that people would adhere to the rules and, like you say, not be rolling down the middle of the street and keeping it on the sidewalks and not running into shoppers that are downtown as well. And you see these white scooters all over the place, and people ask me, well, do they just drop them off anywhere? Yes, they do.
Yes, they can.
It's not like the bike program, the bike share program, where they have the racks that you put them back into, that you have to put them back in. These scooters can be dropped off
pretty much anywhere. Yep.
So.
Yeah, the bikes don't have a GPS locator on them, so to be checked in and checked out, they have to be returned to the rack so they can be reused and found.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Where these. Have a GPS locator on them, so the owners of the scooters, they go around and pick them up and get them all charged back up and then set them back up. It's a private business that does that. So
yeah.
Here on the bikes, we rely on the public to make sure that they're doing the right thing with those.
Outstanding. Ray, anything else that you wanted to bring up here when it comes to the holidays and just some holiday safety tips here before we wrap things up today?
You know, I think that it's an exciting time of year for all of us. We're looking forward to spending more and more time with our family. We would just hope that everybody has a great holiday season. When they travel safely, that they don't participate in too much maybe spiked eggnog or something and then get behind the wheel to drive home. That all of us want to get to our families and get home safe. And so if everybody just do their part and we have a happy, safe holiday season, that would be the best message we could have for everybody.
All right. Sounds advice. Good. Ray, thanks much. We appreciate it.
Happy holidays. Merry Christmas, Ray.
Merry Christmas.
Take care, guys. Yeah, Emporia Police Captain Ray Mattis joining us on our Newsmaker 2 segment this morning, Chuck.
All right. Don't forget, we got a Newsmaker 3 in a couple of minutes with Laura Evans talking about early childhood programming for Southern Lyon County. And don't forget, tomorrow in that 8:20 to 8:50 slot, it's What's in Outdoors with Phil.